Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I thank God for each and every one of you being on the line on tonight. We have Periscope Live as well. And if you are on Periscope and you want to join us, 515-602-9661, go ahead and dial in so you can hear the show live. And I am Lady Felicia, Pastor Dotson, your host for tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith Ambassadors Overflow Ministry. I am excited, excited, excited that we are building our faith. We are equipping ourselves with more faith. We are increasing our faith now, and that in this hour, it is important, important, important that we use our faith wisely, and that because God requires faith to please Him, then we must build it, we must activate it, we must equip ourselves with it. And we thank God that He giving us this opportunity to be able to utilize it, grow it, exercise it, walk in it, and live by it. Amen. And so tonight we're going to have some scripture, we're going to have some prayer, we're going to have some declarations, we're going to have some worship music. So I pray that you're excited and ready to hear from the Lord through the ministry of music and through the ministry of His word. Okay, so let's bless this broadcast right now. Father, we thank You and we bless You. We glorify You and we magnify Your name. God, we thank You that You are God and God alone. God, we thank You for each and every home that is represented on this line, listening to my voice, God, tonight, that has called in, that has decided to tune in on Periscope as well. God, we thank you that everyone will be blessed, that with healing and deliverance will go forth in the name of Jesus, that not only will your people be equipped, empowered, activated, impacted, whatever you would have for them to be, whatever they grab hold to on tonight, God, let it be the word that will help to change and shift their lives in the direction that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name, God, the airwaves, clear them. No disturbances, no distractions, God. No one will come in and be dropped out in the name of Jesus. God, hold your people so that they'll be able to hear what you say. And even those that will listen by replay, God, I pray impact, impact, impact. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, I bless you, I glorify you, and I magnify your name. Let's get our announcements out the way. If you have not done so, please go to Facebook, search for Bishop_Daniel_Carter, and or you can search for Faith Ambassadors, one word, and you can like our page, and there's also a Faith Ambassadors friend page. You can join that page, like that page as well. You can search for us on Twitter and Instagram the same way, Bishop Daniel Carter or Faith Ambassadors. And follow us, like our posting, so you can get the notifications as to what is going on with this ministry. If you would like to partner with this ministry, become a, have us, myself, the senior pastor, the assistant pastor, Prophetess Latoya Douglas, Chief Apostle Daniel Carter, have us cover you in this hour. Please send us an email at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. That's faithambassadors, the number 247@gmail.com. We will be happy to mentor you. We will be happy to pray with you and for you. We will be happy to help you get equipped for the next leg of your journey with the Lord. But most of all, cover you, as we all need a pastor. We all need someone to help us to be in this journey on the way in the right direction in the Lord. As well, if you need prayer, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. If you would like to sow into the ministry, you can go to cash.me/faithambassadors. We thank God for each and every one of you, whether you're tuning in from the prison, the rehab, at home, in your car, in traffic, whether you're at school, taking a break at work, wherever you are, we thank God for you, and we pray choice blessings upon you. So I am going to play this next song. It's about 5 minutes long, and as that song plays, I'll be preparing our next two scriptures to give to you, and then we will go from there.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for,
the evidence of things not seen.
It lives beyond our senses.
You can feel, you can touch, you just have it.
This is a season that requires great faith, for words of doubt all around me. But I'm standing on what the Word says. Faith is the
evidence of what I can see.
And when people ask how I'm gonna do when I do what God told me to,
for the rest of my
tell them for the rest of my life.
I'm not making sense.
I'm not gonna make sense.
I'm making sense.
Don't know how I'm gonna get there.
But I'm how I'm gonna do when I do what God told me to. Tell him for the rest of my life.
I'm not making sense.
I'm making sense.
Gonna make sense. I'm gonna make faith. What God does in our faith, it does not make sense. It is not logical. It is most times illogical. When God told Abraham to take Isaac up on a mountain and offer him as a sacrifice, his only son, the very thing that he loved, the very thing that God blessed him with, in his old age, God says, give me that. That didn't make any sense. But it made Abraham show forth his faith in God. Amen. So our first scripture for tonight to help build your faith, we are going to 1 Corinthians First Corinthians, I pray you brought your word, pen and paper. First Corinthians, the second chapter, and let's begin at the first verse, and we're going to read down to the fifth verse. And it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasion, were persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." I'm going to read that again. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." In other words, anything Paul spoke to the church of Corinth was Jesus Christ and him crucified. Then he says, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling." In other words, I have suffered some things with you. Verse 4, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." In other words, I didn't come in the wisdom of a man, but I came to demonstrate by the Holy Ghost and the power of God, the things of God. Why? Why did Paul do that? Verse 5 answers that. "That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Bottom line, Paul said, "I did not come representing myself. I came representing God, so that I can point you back to God, and that your faith, your belief, your trust would not be in me, but it would be in the power of God. Let your faith, people of God, be in the things of God, be in the power of God, be in the Spirit of God, and be in God. Because he that cometh to God must believe in God." Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's see. Our next song. Hallelujah. And that last song I played, the first song I played was Making Faith by Donald Lawrence. Making Faith by Donald Lawrence.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your storm, it's your faith. Yes. It's your faith that will help see you through. Work your faith, people. Work your faith.
My brothers and sisters, bring your problems to the altar.
Listen,
friends and neighbors,
doesn't matter
how you falter,
grab a
hold of God's stretched hands. He's a wonder
in my soul.
He never sleeps or slumbers.
Call up any time you want.
Just work your faith.
His goodness and His greatness.
What a revelation.
Many are depending on You.
Amen, amen. The Lord will give you more than what you're asking, life everlasting. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. But you will see it if you can see it. Our next scripture, we are going to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, and we're going to do verse 31 and 32. Luke 22, verse 31 and 32. And it reads, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. It's so much in that scripture. Oh, Jesus. And the Lord said, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you. In other words, Jesus told Simon Peter, look, Satan wants you. He wants you bad. He wants you so bad, he came and asked permission. Can he have you? Is there something he can do to obtain you? Is there a barter, a trade? Is there something he can do to get you? That, and this is why he wants you. He wants to sift you as wheat. That's what Satan wants to do. So people of God, Satan wants you. He doesn't want you on the Lord's side. He doesn't want you to operate in the Spirit of God, the power of God. Ooh, Jesus. But he wants to sift you as wheat. Just think about flour, Lord have mercy, is made out of wheat. Wheat has to go through a grinding process to become flour. And then it becomes this powdery substance. And even when the flour gets to our table, it then most times sifted back in the day we used to sift it again. If you had one of the things you squeezed, your grandmother had one of those that you sifted, or if you had the one that turned and it got all the bugs and the lumps and the bumps out of the flour to make sure none went into the cake, right? So that's sifting. It's a process of being pressed through a small, tight space to try and define you and make you smaller, make you seem smaller than what you already are. So Satan desires to sift us as wheat, to break us down. You feel like you're being broke down a little bit, guess what? It's Satan on his job. But guess what? There is a solution. There is someone on your side. Who is it? Christ Jesus. He said, but I have prayed for you. It's something when the Lord prays for you. It's something when the Lord can recognize that the enemy is after you, what he wants to do to you, then warns you what the enemy wants to do to you, and then tells you, but I got you. I got you. He said, I pray for you personally. Christ said, I'm praying for you. I'm interceding on your behalf. I sit on the right hand of the Father, making intercession on your behalf. And what am I praying? I am praying that your faith should not fail. And today, we decree and declare that as we go through trials, as we go through tests, as we go through pressing, as we go through the sifting, as we go through these things in our lives that push us closer to God, that push us on our face, that push us on our knees, or at least it should, that push us into the Word, that press us to get closer to God, that press us into praise and to worship, that our faith will not fail. What faith? Faith in God. That your hope will not be deferred any longer. Today, I decree and declare that your hope deferment ends today. Your hope will be fulfilled today. Your faith will not fail you because why? I decree and declare that you trust God with your whole heart and you will not ever from this day forward lean to your own understanding, but rather in all your ways acknowledge God that he would direct your path. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Your faith, say it today. My faith will not fail me. My faith in God will not fail me because my Savior, my Lord, my Master, my King is praying for it not to fail. And then he said, and when you have returned unto me, when the enemy gets through doing all that he's doing, I know you're coming back to me. That's why your faith won't fail you, because you have to remain in faith of me. You have to remain believing in me because you know that I'm praying for you. When you have returned to my presence, when you get done going through what you're going through and you come back to me, guess what? Now you have strength to strengthen your brother. Now you can help someone else overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Now you can strengthen your brother because you've already been on trial and you've been acquitted. Justice has been served. Now, Jesus. Oh, glory. Amen. Your faith will not fail you. Our faith will not fail us. Ah, glory.
stand against our King. No one can, no one will. Oh, 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 victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh,
amen, amen. Victory belongs to Jesus. That song is by Todd Delaney. The other song, Work Your Faith, was by Jay Moss. Victory belongs to him. Through Christ, we are victorious. Our next scripture is going to be 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 24th verse. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 24th verse. Before we go there, I'm moving slow because I'm hearing something else. So bear with me, bear with me, bear with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Romans 10. Let's go to Romans 10 first. Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 14 and read down. And it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Referring to God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Verse 18 says, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Amen. Verse 17 especially. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do we hear the word of God? We hear the word of God by faith through those that preach and teach the gospel of peace, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news that we now have a straight line, straight connection, straightway connection to God, that where there were bullocks and turtle doves, where there were rams and goats that needed to be sacrificed for our sins and for an atonement of our sins. In that stead came Christ. And if we don't believe in him and that God sent him, if we don't have faith in that, we won't believe in the preaching and the teaching. And so thereby, if you're not believing, if you can't hear the preaching and the teaching also, you won't believe. If you don't hear the preaching and the teaching, if no one is witnessing, if no one is ministering, if no one is preaching and teaching and telling you about the good news of Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, then how will your faith be ignited or activated to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your hearing must hear the word of God. Your faith is in your hearing. Your faith, catch this, your faith is in your hearing. So if you can't hear, and you are deaf in the spirit, then you won't believe. But whatever you are hearing, that is what you will have faith in. So whatever word, whether it's the word of God, the word of fear, or word of faith, whatever you're hearing, that is what you will believe. That is what you will contend with, and that is what you will believe. And I always say at the end of my periscope, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Be careful, be careful, be careful what you hear. Make sure it's the word of God. It's important that we hear the word. It's important that we hear the word. It's important that we hear the word of God. Amen. And this is going to be our last song of the night. I'm going to give a closing scripture for everyone to look over for next time we have worship in the word. And that's going to be Hebrews 11:33. Okay, I hear you, Lord. He says to go to it and read it. One moment before I play that song. Because once I start that song, that's going to be the end of our broadcast. And again, people of God, if you want to connect with this ministry, then go to faithambassadors247@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. You can put partnership. You can put prayer. You can put more information about the ministry. And I myself, Pastor Dotson, will reach out to you to get you that information. And okay, somebody lost my Hebrews. I guess I can't talk and flip pages of things. connect with us so that you can be built up. There is safety in the multitude of counsel. There is safety in the multitude of counsel. And I promise you, if you are ready for activation, if you are ready to go forth in ministry, if you are ready to get your relationship on top with God, join us, connect with us, and hear what the Lord is saying. Hebrews 11:33. Hallelujah. Not that far back. All right. And it says, let's go up to 32. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophet, who through faith subdued, oh my God, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. I'm going to keep going, verse 34, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. Lord, have mercy. Whew. Okay, Hebrews, check it out for yourself. 11:32-35. Through faith, subdued kingdoms. If we're not doing this, we need to, it's time for a faith checkup. We got to check in with God and say, where is my faith level? What is my faith grade? What is my faith dominion power? How can I increase it? Lord, have mercy. Through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. My God, today, people of God, our faith should show. In the word of God, it tells us that it asks a question. It says, show me your faith, just your plain faith, and I'll show you that you have no works. But I'll show you my faith with works. And let's see who wins. I'm paraphrasing. But nevertheless, faith without works is dead. It's time to work our faith. It's time to walk by faith and not by sight. It's time to live by faith. Faith in God, not in man. People of God, I love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Faith Ambassadors Overflow Ministry, Worship and the Word. I pray you were blessed. I pray you were helped. I pray you were touched. I pray something was said that you can carry throughout the rest of this week that will help you, that you can apply, that you can pass on to somebody else on tonight. God bless you. We love you. And faithambassadors247@gmail.com. Have an awesome, awesome night.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. This is not just a worship experience. Oh, but the people of God are being empowered tonight. Oh, like never. Oh, thank you, Jesus.